Well, you know, the excitement of the European Championships and that big, exciting, such an exciting event, that 4x400 meters from that Irish team has just boosted not only the championships from an Irish perspective, but indeed the sport of athletics, and it's given a really national profile. So this morning, the focus from a Donegal perspective was on Kelly McGrory from Lahey, of course. She was on the 400 meter hurdles. She had been called on late to that team, and it was a great opportunity for her. Of course, she's part of the relay team out there, the 4x4 women's team, but they haven't gone into action yet. So she had this action this morning in terms of the 400 metre hurdles. I mean, obviously, in an interview I just said, you know, what would be an outcome for her? Well, ending around 57 would be an outcome for her. She returned a time of 57.10. Now, 57.10 for her got her into seventh. Obviously, she wasn't competitive at the end of the race in terms of the sharp end of the race, but 57.10, you know, translates as a new Donegal record, a new personal best for her. So she used the occasion in a very positive manner. You know, her previous Donegal best performance was 57.22 from 2022. So that's 2 years ago. So she'll be encouraged for that, and of course she's going to be on the ground there waiting for the 4x4 relay, and whether or not she's in the team or not. But she's a part of that squad. So that was a big story this morning. And of course yesterday, Kiva Gallen from Lifford-Strabane was in Spain competing in an open meeting there, an international under-18 meet. and the target for her obviously was to try and make a qualifying mark for the European under-18 championships, which have been held in Slovakia in a couple of weeks' time. Now, Kiva really responded unbelievably well. She threw out a big PB of 63.58. You know, her previous best was 59.88, so that translated as about a 4 metre nearly improvement. And she needed 61 plus, so she certainly did that. So well done to her. She won the event, and that 63.58 was a big result for her in Spain. And of course, in Spain as well, Keelan McFadden from Chrysler, from Cranford Athletic Club, he was in the 800 metres with that Irish squad, and he won his 800 metres, and he also not on this occasion, but on a previous occasion, he has the qualifying mark for those Europeans. So Donegal guaranteed two athletes in the European under-18 championships in Slovakia in a few weeks' time. So well done to them. What else was happening? Well, in Belfast yesterday and in the teaming rain today, in Belfast at the Mary Peters track, we had the Ulster under 14 to 19 championships, and there were just so many Donegal performances, gold performances, silver and bronze. I'm not even going to go into any of them because I'd be here all evening, and it's election weekend, so we just got to keep moving. So basically, just to say that the Rosses, Finn Valley, Lifford-Strabane, Letterkenny, Cranford and Olympian all had good news stories, so well done to them. That's qualifying now for the Nationals for all those Donegal athletes from those clubs. And, you know, I've been getting messages from them all telling me how well they've been doing. But as I say, I'll not go straight into any of the names. But Ross is excited. Finn Valley and indeed Lifford-Strabane and Letterkenny continuing to do well. And Cranford, of course, and Olympian. So well done to them all, and congratulations to them all. But a new Donegal record. Kelly McGrory, the Lahey girl who competes out of Tyrconnell, 57.10, as she chases. What for her would be that magic 57 seconds and breaking it at some point later in the season.